I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello and welcome to the footnote of My Dad Wrote a Porno. James, Alice, hey.
Hello.
Sup.
Gross.
So, I hope I'm not taking liberties here, but I thought I would bring something to the table today. I know it's been
months.
I know. I just thought I'd break with tradition.
Alice bringing content.
I know.
Hashtag content.
Okay, now it's too close to the boat. I don't want to overstep the mark, but there was something that really caught my eye, and I can't help but think that it's Rocky.
Oh.
So I saw this Reddit conversation about...
What have you been on Reddit?
Nothing ever ends well when it starts with, I saw this Reddit conversation.
It's such a rabbit hole. So this was about 17 hours ago and I'm still on the same thread. But the person who started the conversation, I don't know, it just reeks of Rocky. So here's the inquiry. What tips do people have for writing decent erotica?
Oh, God.
And, hang on. I kind of see where you're coming from, but I don't feel like Rocky's ever looked to someone else for tips.
He does. Steph King.
Oh, Steph King. Stephen King, of course.
So, yeah. Obviously, if he wants to go there, he'll go elsewhere.
He may have written this a long time ago. This says it's over 900 days ago that this question was posted. So
when the idea was just a seed in Rocky's
definitely
mind.
Definitely him, then.
So, do you want to know what some people are advising?
Yeah, and then we can see if that advice has found its way into Belinda Blinked.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So this user says, women want to read about ding-dongs.
Billy Alice, is that true?
I mean, right so far. But then they get quite angry. Do you think women care about the details of female anatomy? Hell no.
Well, he certainly took that one to heart.
Women want to read about big, powerful schlongs. Look, I've seen women read these things. They skim along and skim along until they get to the part about the penis.
Well, he's ignored this because most of the men's penises in Belinda Blinked are teeny tiny.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, only one.
Well, he's got a massive schlong.
I think everybody else has a pretty reasonable-sized penis.
Reasonable? Whoa, sexy. They've got adequate penises. Stop it!
All right, demanding.
James, you're such a size queen.
Well, it's... It's interesting you're talking about size because another person makes a point about this.
Oh, okay.
Don't ever overdo it on the imagery.
Okay.
Feels like Rocky looked at this list and did exactly the opposite so far.
Yeah, he did go on about those coat hooks a lot in the first book.
But not overly. He doesn't overly dwell on anything.
The desk got a whole chapter.
True.
So don't overdo it on the imagery. Heavy imagery and hyperbole, such as his massive dick was like a donkey and as thick as a soup can... Her juices were...
Maybe that's where he got the asses and donkey tips.
So he did get tips. Her juices were flowing like a river. Oh my God. He covered him in his heavy, creamy man milk. Like all of this is apparently too much imagery.
Man milk.
He covered him.
It's two boys.
Wow.
We haven't had that yet. Still to come. So try and create a balance with everything in your scene. It keeps you away from the ridiculous. Flesh things out a little. Before you start, make some notes of all the details and use them selectively.
No.
No, sir. Okay, useful. Very useful. Thank you to that person. This is an interesting one, actually. And I wonder if this is true of your dad. Maybe you can tell us, Jamie. This is someone's number one suggestion. So they're saying, whatever happens when a writing rotica, you must do this.
Okay.
My number one suggestion, write yourself into a tizzy.
Oh, into a...
write yourself into the text.
That's what I worried it was going to say.
Can you imagine? But this might be worse. If you're not getting wet or hard in the process, maybe even having to take breaks for self-servicing.
Oh, self-servicing.
Like the self-service checkout.
What, like a Costa and a Tesco?
You're not writing something erotic. This really goes for any type of writing. Excite yourself. Entertain yourself. Make yourself laugh. Make yourself cry.
Cry?
He's made us all cry.
The Duchess was crying.
So, Rocky's rock hard when he's writing porn.
Oh, James. I'm at rock bottom.
Stiff as a board.
I don't know where to look. Okay, I'm moving on.
Oh, James.
What are you thinking about now, Jamie?
I'm not thinking of that.
Do you have to try quite hard not to be rock solid when you're reading Belinda Blink?
Why do I always have a pillow on my lap?
Oh, my God. I thought you were tired.
So gross.
Okay, I hope Rocky has read this one because I feel like he's definitely integrated elements of this.
Oh.
So this writer advises that before you start writing your book, you ask yourself a series of questions.
Hmm.
Why are these people having sex? Is it an expression of love?
Well, no. In Belinda Blinked, he's answered, you know, they're business. Doing it for business.
Yeah.
He's very clear about that.
That option's not here. It's either for love, for lust, or the desire to procreate.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So it's not the desire to procreate. I think Belinda's very much on the pill. I don't think it's for love.
Well, sometimes with Peter, you wonder.
Yeah.
Except he has a wife.
He does have a wife, although love can take very different forms, Jamie.
Yeah, ever heard of polyamory, grandad? This is the 21st century.
Well, actually, it does go on. What are the circumstances surrounding their copulation? Are they doing something forbidden or shameful?
Yes.
Or almost always?
Well, my dad certainly is.
Are they at risk of discovery? Always.
Oh, they do it very much in public most
of
the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Has Belinda ever had sex in a private place? I'm not sure she has, you know.
She went to the hotel room. The office...
is not a private place.
And that lift was definitely exposed.
Absolutely.
Shall we move on?
Let's.
As quick as possible, please.
Now, this is very intriguing. This person's remained surprisingly anonymous. For me, it's also about the relationship between the people.
Oh, okay.
That's what makes the physical stuff more erotic. Some random guy and a girl having sex, that's fine. But make it a professor and her student, and the relationship has an added power dynamic that intensifies the physical stuff.
Yeah, and an illegal one.
Yeah.
All right, Grandad, who's the Grandad now?
That's interesting that anonymous person has said that, because Dad does do that.
Definitely what's happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of power games. And power shifts constantly throughout Belinda Blinked.
They're very rarely just chance encounters with no connection. Mm. Like, even the night receptionist, a.k.a. the youngish man, a.k.a. Sam, like, they had something when they first met. There was, like, some kind of spark.
And there are always stakes.
There's never stakes.
There are.
Where?
She's signing multi-million pound deals with these people.
Not with the youngish man.
Not with the youngish man per se, but with Peter, with...
I thought the Oxy Brillo wage was worth about £5. It was a pup, don't you remember?
Yeah, Dr. Robbins, what was going on there?
He had the contractin.
Oh, yeah, he had the contractin, you're right.
She had to sign them.
But also, you know, now we're in book two, we're realising that the characters in book one are back. She's forged longer-term relationships.
Exactly.
And it means the sex in book two is going to be even more...
What was that? Powerful and meaningful. What did they say?
Well, dynamic. And dynamic. That is a word that Rocky has used. So, okay, one last bit of advice for Rocky. If he's hearing this for the first time, but I actually think that this is a thread that he's begun, so he'll have seen all this. And this one rings so, so true. This is from Frolic Me. Read lots of porn and let your imagination play on your fantasies too.
Oh.
I like fantasies to feel real, in the concept that I can get my mind into that scene, individual, and feel that it's happening to me. So do you think Rocky's doing that? He's kind of putting himself in those positions and thinking, like, how would I feel if that was happening to me?
Who do you think your dad relates most to in the book?
Relates the most to?
I bet he thinks he's Peter Rowles.
I think Dr. Robbins.
<Shut up. laughs>
Come to think of it, I have seen him swaying side to side and humming his own little ditty. All of that is surprisingly helpful from Reddit users, I have to say.
I know, right? I think he's actually started a very, very interesting discussion.
It's a shame he didn't take note of any of it.
Well, didn't he? As a parting note to you both, this person writes, it's like writing a thriller. It's all in the anticipation. I mean, yes, but Rocky never actually gets to the event. So
ever.
It's just constant anticlimactic anticipation.
Well, then maybe Rocky read it and thought, I have to constantly have anticipation. I can never get anywhere.
That's true, because there is one chapter where she literally gets in and out of a car and walks into a meeting room. And you're like, oh my God, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? It just never happens. And then it's the end of the chapter. And you're like, oh my God, the anticipation.
You can never put the book down because you don't know what's going to happen next. It's a skill.
Well, I feel like he's taken some of that advice, but ignored most of it.
I think he's interpreted the advice in his own way, as any good writer should.
Who's to say those people are right? Rocky's right.
The person that talked about the ding-dongs definitely wasn't right.
Well, if we have any aspiring erotic writers listening, send in your tips for Rocky.
Oh, yeah. He's very open to new talent and their advice, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah, email us at mydadwroteaporno@gmail.com.
Send him some suggestions and see if he'll worm them into Belinda Blinked 3. God forbid.
No, we can't let that happen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.